This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Millard Great Lakes Crossing, patient first name Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, last name is Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-C-Y. Date of birth is 11/29/1971. Date of evaluation is 3/17/2023, HPI. History page, complaint psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 51-year-old male who was readmitted to this facility on 3/8/2023. Period patient was a resident at this facility previously a couple of years ago. His chart indicates a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease with early onset. Patient is very confused and is an extremely poor historian. He was seen by me upon his previous admission on September 3rd, 2021. During my evaluation today, he was somewhat anxious, severely confused, and could not tell me circumstances leading to his placement here. He's not able to hold coherent conversation, and he could not tell me today's date, month, season. He has trouble finding words, period. One of the nurse's aide reported that he was crying the other day, and he acknowledged that sometimes he feels sad, period. No reports of any hallucinations, period. No paranoia or delusional thinking, period. Patient is on donepezil and clonopin, prescribed by PCP. Next paragraph. Previously, he had told me that he had that he has four kids, and had stated that he worked for Chrysler and worked for a garbage truck company. He had told me that he's never married. Next paragraph. Review system. General. Non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history. Prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior number of prior hospitalizations, zero. Next paragraph, prior to suicide attempts, no. Prior to aggression, violence, no. Next paragraph, education history, highest grade, not known. Current occupation reports that he worked at a factory. Relationship, current relationship, never married. Number of children, four or five. Legal issues, not no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral format. Check chart review, check nursing, social worker, ADT. Next paragraph. Under review history and habits, under comments, please see medical history as reported in HPI. Please save that information. Previous records indicate history of hypertension. Ataxia, coronary artery disease, chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure 130 over 95, pulse 119, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech, trouble finding words, mood, mildly anxious, thought processes confused, associations, unable to hold coherent conversation, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, reported perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent and remote impaired, attention concentration poor, fundamental knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, current medications. And the current medications, MAR reviewed, Aricept 5 milligram at bedtime, and number two was Clonopin 0.5 milligram twice a day. Next paragraph under assessment plan, Alzheimer's disease with the early onset G30.0. Continue Aricept as prescribed. Period. Number two, dementia in other. Diseases classified elsewhere without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety F02.80. Number three, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition F06.4. Plans continue Clonopin as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, check. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, patient has advanced cognitive impairment. Period, he lacks capacity to make informed medical financial decisions. Next, under orders and procedures. 99304 under supplemental administrative, check risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of anticholinesterase inhibitor, check anxiolytics. Next paragraph under risk benefit statements, based on findings of my assessment. The previously stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the primary risk noted above. This is the end of dictation.